Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
And a new study takes a look at the impact of New York City's neighborhood policing policy, which has now been in effect for 5 years. WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg joins us now. So, Mac, tell us about neighborhood policing and what elements were examined for the study.
Yeah, so Linda, neighborhood policing is a reform policy that Mayor de Blasio actually ran on back in 2013, and it promotes interactions between police officers and the community. So things like coffee with a cop, police officers meeting with business leaders, faith leaders, and just the people that are in these communities that they serve. Now, under the city's policy, there were 1,300 new neighborhood coordination officers. There were also the patrol officers who were taking time away from radio calls, putting them out on the street more. We saw the first precincts get it in 2015. Some didn't get it until 2018. And so this study, which was co-authored by Brendan Beck, who's an associate sociology professor at the University of Colorado, who I spoke to, he looked at the data as far back as 2006. So we're talking pre-neighborhood policing all the way up to September of 2019. And again, because not all of the precincts had it at the same time, he was able to match up data for precincts that did have it versus ones that didn't. And so the three elements here, crime, which he found was largely unaffected compared to pre-neighborhood policing times, arrests, which actually went down, and specifically he's talking about proactive arrests. And that means that officers, there's no 911 call. They're just out on the street. They see something suspicious. They respond to it and ends up with an arrest, like something for drug possession or weapons possession or DUI. And then they looked at racial disparities in these arrests. And specifically in proactive arrests, there was a drop in the racial disparity in neighborhoods specifically where unemployment was high.
And how does neighborhood policing fit in with the current climate and the calls for racial justice?
Yeah, so Mayor de Blasio has mentioned neighborhood policing, especially over the summer when gun violence was becoming a problem in the city. Police Commissioner Shea, when he took over, said that it will continue under his leadership. Chicago has a new neighborhood policing policy that's based on New York City's model. So, you know, there's a little bit of an example that's being set. But again, the sociology professor I spoke to is a little skeptical about the impact of a policy like this on things like police use of force and police brutality. Of course, those are the current big topics.
It's WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.